You mentioned there about the goose and the turkey for Christmas. Yeah. Did you rear your own fowl, or would you have bought them for Christmas?
Not usually, they were usually bought. There's a great, good market in turkeys. Sometimes you'd get the older people who are clever would want a certain type of goose. And they'd know, sometimes your Christmas dinner would have won in a card game. There'd be huge card games coming up to Christmas.
A goose would be a great thing for a turkey to get as a prize.
And cross-playing for it and that kind of thing.
Or a rat or something.
But you didn't want a goose that spent a lot of time on the water. That was, they were kind of saying, well, a goose really has to be kind of corn-fattened for a couple of months before Christmas. And some people...
It's a substance. Now,
you wouldn't know, the appearance of the goose wouldn't tell you.
Yes.
And the other thing was the age of the goose. And I remember my grandmother saying that you should be able to tear the webbing on a goose's foot. Now, that must have been hard if the goose was, you know... Mm. But they probably wouldn't tear it. That would determine the age of the goose, and you wanted a younger goose.
Okay.
Then if you couldn't tear the webbing between the toes.
So you had to have an eye for these things.
Oh yeah, well they would have built up skills about how to, you know, that most people who are eating meat or who are eating game or that kind of thing would know a lot about it or be able to determine a lot about it, you know.
Mm.
I remember them used to tear the ear of the rabbit as well. Was it a young rabbit or an old rabbit? You wouldn't tear an old rabbit's ear. So if you were dealing with an old rabbit, you had to deal with it from a cooking point of view.
Cook a different way.
It was a stew, you know. Whereas
would you hunt much in terms of snaring rabbits? Or
huge amount. I remember reading the folklore collection for Kilbannon School, and there was a young fellow saying, there was a thing in it called Caia Amshire, what you did in your spare time. And this young man, he started off, he fished, and then he hunted, and then he went bobbing for eels. And then he did what they used to do during the winter was a thing called a cradle bird. It was a trap made from elder wood. The bird went under it and the trap collapsed on it. But what they actually used to cook and eat the blackbirds in the orchards. They trapped the blackbirds in the orchards because the blackbirds would be doing damage to the emerging buds, orchard buds. I know one man, he's dead now in the last 10 years, but he admitted to kind of having his blackbirds too.
Blackbirds would be fairly small though, by the time you'd...
Well, you'd have 10 or 20 of them,
you'd want a load, load of them, yeah.
And the time they'd be hunted was when there was snow on the orchard.
Alright, okay.
And they put the cradle bird in and they catch the blackbirds. And I used to kind of say, oh, that's terrible, you know, eating blackbirds.
Because blackbirds are lovely, a lovely, beautiful bird.
Blackbirds baked in the pie.
That has its origin somewhere, doesn't it?
Yeah. But that was the only place I've seen the tradition remain. And they were taken out of the orchard all the time during snow, heavy snow, because the person would have nothing to do, so it made the cradle bird. But the theme running through all these kids' pastimes is hunting.